Your Excellency Joseph Sam Cesai, Minister for Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security of Sierra Leone. Your Excellency Johnny Cordero, Vice Minister of Land from the Plurinational State of Bolivia. Your Excellency Surapit Kirtiputra, Ambassador of the Kingdom of Thailand to Italy. Mr. Peter Bartra, from the Minister of Agriculture from Hungary. Mr. Heiner Horn, President of International Union of Soil Science. Mr. Volker Engspan, representing International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movements. Ms. Morgan Danielou, Director of the International Fertilizer Industry Association. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege to address this audience today. We are coming together to finally recognize and advance the cause of a vital, yet often forgotten, resource, the soils. A year ago, the United Nations General Assembly designated December 5th as the World Soil Day and declared 2015 as the International Year of Soil. I would like to express my gratitude to the member states of FAO at the United Nations, and in particular, I would like to acknowledge the support of the Kingdom of Thailand in these efforts, in particular, His Majesty King Bhumibol Abdulwahid Yadesh, a soil scientist by training and passion. We speak a lot of the importance of sustainable food system. This starts with the soils. Soils constitute the foundation of vegetation and agriculture. We need it for food, for feed, for fiber, for fuel, and much more. All this should illustrate the importance of soils and why we should take better care of them. Generally speaking, we are not doing such a great job. 1/3 of our soils have already been degraded. And if the current trend continues, the global amount of arable land per capita in 2050 will be 1/4 of what it was in 1960. The world will have in 2050 2 million more than today. And food production will have to grow by 60% to feed a larger population that will also be eating better. So, there is no doubt that the pressure on natural resources, in particular soils, will increase. And soils are not something we can simply fix if it breaks. It can take up 1,000 years to form 1 centimeter of topsoil. That same topsoil can be quickly washed away by erosion. I always remember my first class on soil. Professor Delapie took a pen and said, well, we all know the composition of soil is more or less 30% of sand, 30% of mineral, and 30% of, organic material. So let's see, and put it all in the pan and mix it, and then throw in the soil. Said, that's not a soil. The soil is a living organism, not a mix of different parts. So considering this, we must manage soils sustainably. There are many ways to do this. Crop diversification, which is used by most of the world's family farms, is just one of them. But let me take this opportunity to say that the International Year of Family Farm might be ending, but our work to support family farmers is just beginning. And we see that during this year of soils, it will be a continuity of our work in supporting family farmers, because they are very important to support soils. Ladies and gentlemen, the multiple roles of soils often go unnoticed. Soils don't have a voice, and few people speak out for them. They are our silent ally in food production. We are highlighting them and ensuring that they are recognized by celebrating World Soil Day and the International Year of Soils. The launch of the Global Soil Partnership in late 2012 is also part of this effort. It is improving coordination among different existing initiatives and triggering actions at various levels. We have now adequate platforms to raise awareness on the importance of healthy soils and to advocate for a sustainable soil management. I invite all of you to take an active role in promoting the cause of soils during 2015 and beyond. We need healthy soils to achieve our food security and nutrition goals, to fight climate change, and to ensure overall sustainable development for all. You can count on FAO commitment and active participation in this effort. Thank you for your presence.